Police in Milwaukee are investigating yet another possible co-sleeping death. If confirmed, it would be the city's 16th death this year of a baby sleeping in a bed with a parent or siblings. Public health officials and others have been trying for years to discourage unsafe sleep environments. But as WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, some involved say more needs to be done to reduce the city's overall number of infant deaths.
You may remember startling images on bus shelters in Milwaukee of babies in beds next to butcher knives. The city health department launched the controversial ad campaign in 2011. It was meant to raise awareness that sharing a bed with a baby is dangerous and that infants should be placed on their backs in cribs to sleep. There have been other efforts in recent years, but the number of deaths here from unsafe sleep environments remains constant.
I think people think initially that this will be easy to fix.
Dr. Joffrey Swain works for the health department and the UW School of Medicine and Public Health.
But these are habits that people have been into for generations, and it's difficult to change people's behavior. So we're in this for the long run.
He says even though some parents advocate for bed sharing as a way to bond with their babies, the consensus in the medical community is that the practice is dangerous. But Swain says the message is not reaching everyone.
People believe that it's safe to bring their children into bed with them, but it's not. They may think it is, but the numbers show differently.
For at least 5 years, the city of Milwaukee has recorded around 15 infant deaths annually resulting from unsafe sleep environments. In a majority of the cases, the babies suffocated on soft objects such as pillows or blankets. A small number of the deaths, about 3 of the 15, are linked to the adults' use of alcohol or drugs. A bill circulating the legislature aims to deter that behavior by making it a felony to harm or kill an infant by co-sleeping while intoxicated. Jackie Sevelius hopes her efforts will also serve as a deterrent. She's a nurse in the neonatal intensive care unit at Wheaton Franciscan's St. Joseph campus in Milwaukee. Sevelius lectures new parents before they leave and gives them tools to keep their babies safe.
We offer pack and plays. We offer a tight-fitting crib sheet for that pack and play. We offer a swaddle sack that we send them home with all of the items that they need for a safe sleep environment. I tell my parents, put that baby in your room. That's fine. Room sharing is great. Bed sharing is not.
Sevelius says she's sympathetic to parents who are exhausted or have babies who won't sleep at night, but she can't understand why some continue to risk co-sleeping. She says some of the deaths have occurred in homes or even the same rooms where a crib or a pack-and-play sat unused.
I'm frustrated as a nurse caring for people in the hospital, teaching them everything that I feel they need to know about safe sleep, why it continues to be a problem in our community.
Dr. Joffrey Swain, the city's medical director, says co-sleeping deaths are actually a small part of the much larger problem of infant mortality in Milwaukee. Nearly 10 of every 1,000 babies born die before their first birthday, most due to prematurity.
Most of them are dying in the hospital, never hear about them. Media never hears about them. Medical examiner's not called, they die in the hospital, you don't need the ME. And so it never hits the media. So what the public is hearing is they're hearing all about these unsafe sleep deaths. They're not hearing about, you know, four times as many babies that are dying of prematurity. So we get this skewed perception about what causes babies to die.
Swain says the infant mortality rate here is highest among black babies. It's more than triple the rate for white infants. The encouraging news, Swain says, is that most of the deaths are preventable. He says leaders must continue highlighting the issue of safe sleeping, but also pay attention to women's health. According to Swain, more pregnant women here need early and regular prenatal care and to better manage chronic diseases such as diabetes. Plus, he says a woman's health over her lifetime can affect her ability to carry a baby to term, so making sure girls have regular checkups could improve the health of future generations. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.